The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Lord of Lords, blessed, blessed, blessed are thou, Lord God Almighty, you who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be glorified, the name of the Lord be worshipped, the name of the Lord be adored, the name of the Lord be exalted and be uplifted. Shalakaramas. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
See, guys, you may sit just for some few minutes and then you come back and take over. God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you to this evening's Thanksgiving service. I decided to break protocol and take over because of certain things that occurred to me the moment I walk into the house. I want to say a few things before the singers will come and take us. Beloved, Jesus is coming.
And
when develop consciousness to enter into the house of God, the moment you enter here, it's not a place for meeting, especially when service is going on. It's not a place to just sit. And then the singers are just entertaining us. They are not entertaining us. They are creating an atmosphere. So when you enter, and then you feel like sitting, because you may be walking for some time, in your sitting, tune into the Holy Spirit. Whilst you are listening, depart. Tune in. Don't just sit. That they are entertaining. They are not entertaining us. They are creating an atmosphere. And let me tell you, whilst you are seated, you can start receiving your miracle. You start receiving your healing. You see, when you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 1 to 3, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. The point is in verse 3. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Give me King James of verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, a falling away and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. There must be a falling away. Some people must fall away. But don't be among those people who fall away. There will be a falling away. But none of us here should be among those who are falling away. I was reading 2 Kings chapter 17.
No, okay.
2 Kings chapter
17.
And as my devotional reading today. And I found out what leads God's people into captivity. And I found out two things. There is what you call unwarranted attack of the enemy. Unwarranted attack. That is, you are doing everything that you should do. You are being faithful in every way. I mean, you are trying. And yet, you are a victim of an attack. And yet, many areas are not working in your life. And yet, situations in your life are such that people are laughing at you. We call it unwarranted attack. Unwarranted attack. Whatever it is. Unwarranted attack. Listen to this very carefully. But then we have what you call invited attack. Most of the things that are happening to us, we invited them. We invite them. I'm telling you. We invite them. Out of ignorance. Out of lawlessness. Out of lack of discernment and sensitivity. Invited failures. Invited poverty. There are things we ourselves are inviting. So let us search ourselves. When we come for Thanksgiving, or we any time you enter into the house of God, even on the way coming, begin to pray in tongues. Begin to prepare yourself, your mind, your emotions. Sometimes when I come, I will sit in the car for some time.
So be also for about nine shine mo kakra.
I am preparing myself.
Na o sie sie ne ho.
So that the moment I enter,
so emrema obebura asori den mo no.
My spirit is connected.
Na ne honhom no honkunkun anya hia.
You don't enter here to come and prepare yourself.
Unrem ansa na wa be sie sie wo.
The moment you know that Wednesday, Friday, this week is so and so, from morning, begin to prepare yourself. Because I tell you, we are in the last days. Any moment from now, the trumpet will sound. But there is a lot of fear of the number of people who can make it. I was in my former church last Sunday to preach. And what the pastor was telling me, you can see that the church is now a social gathering. People talk anyhow. I mean, when he was telling me some of the things that how people behave in the church. I was shocked. You know, members, they are beginning to make our work easy. Because we are getting to know that we can't change you. We are getting to know that we shouldn't worry. How formerly we used to worry. This person's problem. This person's this God. No. Because when you go into the people, you realize that the people themselves are not growing. Church,
sorry,
it's not a social gathering. It's a power center. It's a power center. You come here to be charged. And then when you leave here, you are charged. As you go out, the way you live among people, then you are manifesting the anointing and the grace. When you find out somebody whose marriage is delaying, and you sit down, and you study the person, and observe the person, you realize that hand over the person to God. Some also are manifesting aging. There is no aging in the church. There is no menopause in the church. Where Holy Ghost is, there is no menopause. So you don't come here and manifest menopause. You manifest menopause outside here. When you enter here, it's no menopause area. Yes. So please, all of us, let's position ourselves well. Because look, heaven is crying. We must see the glory of God. But are we positioning ourselves for the glory of God? We are not. We are not. As I invite the singers to come, they will stand here for 25 minutes. They will sing 1, 2. So we are entering to thanksgiving. We are not asking God for anything. If the Holy Spirit prompts, in fact, honestly, sometimes there are some things I'm asking Jesus I don't understand. If he says that Your blood has paid for this. Everything that we need, the blood has paid for it. But why are we not assessing it? Why is it not manifesting? Our own lives, there are conditions. There are conditions. There is a position. Church is not a social gathering. It's a place where an atmosphere is created for God. And the moment the atmosphere is created, even before the preacher comes, somebody has received healing. Somebody has received deliverance. Because it is not the preacher coming here that is coming to do anything. It is the atmosphere. And even you yourself, you can start creating the atmosphere. Even before you enter here. Christianity must get to a point where we should stop worshiping God for the things we need. I don't remember the last time I asked God for something. Because I have over asked. I have asked. I am tired of asking. So I don't ask again. I only thank God that, Lord, I thank you that you have paid for it for me. So that the day that he himself decides that I should assess it, then I assess it. Your Christianity must come to a level where you are no longer worshiping God for things. But you are worshiping him for who he is. That is when you begin to walk in testimonies and miracles. I hope you are getting me. We don't come to God to get things. We come to him for who he is. Because the things we want, he has already given them to us. But there are principles. There are laws. There are regulations. I am telling you, if you're going to church, you're going to prayer meeting, it's just so that you get a husband. You get a wife. You get a job. You get so and so. What about those who don't go to church and they are getting husbands? What about those who don't go to church and they are getting jobs? What about those who insult God and yet they are getting what they want? There are laws in this world, though. You come to God for who he is. What he can do. Amen.
Amen.
So once again, as we launch ourselves into thanksgiving, I want you to know that this God, you don't know him. In fact, I found a research that shows that only three people knew God 5%. Only three people knew God 5%. And apart from those three people, it would be difficult for any human being to know God, even 2%. Only one person knew God 100%. And that was Jesus Christ. Because he was God who took on humanity. But the three people knew God 5%. Enoch. Moses.
And Elijah.
Even their knowing of God was what? 5%. Because in God there are dimensions. There are depths and heights. There are degrees. And that should be our aim. Worship God from your heart in such a way that, look, tell him who he is. Refer him to the things he has done and the things he can do. Let him just be hearing that and see what will start happening in your life. But when you stand there in anger, they say we should worship God. From morning till now, look at my stomach. Look at my only kenke. He can't give me. Anyway, they say we should worship. So
already.
Meanwhile, inside you, you are just angry. Oh, I've done that before. I know what you go through. I've done that before. I'm telling you. I even come and look. I have preached when I don't believe in what I'm preaching. I am angry at God. I tell the con- receive. But inside me, I say, you this God cry. But we have passed there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you, God is real. So within the next 50 minutes, let the choir come. Let the singers, the sing, those who are leading, when I say choir, those who lead themselves, those who lead here, those who stood here to lead, not the entire choir. I want them to lead. You see, they, every time prayer is going on here or singing, they are creating atmosphere. So yours is to be sensitive. The moment the presence of God descends, let me tell you, you don't need anybody to touch you. You don't need anybody to touch you. This is the way my ministry is going to be from now. To just coach you. Because you have had enough. It's time for you to position yourself. And let me tell you, as you are here, you don't worship God as husband and wife. Because the day the trumpet will blow, look, when the trumpet sounds, when the rapture occurs, you will not see anybody around you going with you. No. Because there is a cloud that surrounds you. You will see your wife. You will see your... It is only when we get there that you see that, oh, your wife also made it. Your child also made it. Don't look at anybody. Your husband, your wife, an usher. You will enter the church and the way somebody look at you. So this church, who is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care about him? Look, nobody should bother. I'm not saying we shouldn't respect each other, but don't let any human beings, anything, cause your relationship with God. And look, not everybody is going to heaven. I'm telling you, not everybody is going to heaven. Look, some people are in the church. They are just there for a beautiful funeral service. A fine burial. Look, everybody is inside for something. Some also the help they need. Some also, look, I've come to realize that some of these young people, they are so committed. They are only targeting their wedding day. Only their wedding day. We had a wedding here. This lady, some years ago, people came from all over, outside
Accra.
I never knew when she became member of those groups. But in the church, she was in some way. Today, that marriage is suffering. You can't mock God. You can't play God. You are so committed. You are targeting your wedding day. You are targeting how people will come. So because of that, do you know God is not inside you? You will be disappointed. People will come, but after that, your marriage fails. Because the God that should be with you, you were not with him. You were just doing it for people to see with a certain motive. Take over. Nobody is going to tell you at a point that you should stand. Nobody will tell you sit. Please, be in the spirit. As the spirit is leading you.
Yeah.
Beloved, when the songs were going on, the Lord was ministering to me. And I wrote it down. He said, catch God's attention by what you tell him from your heart. Catch God's attention by being sincere from your heart. There were certain people that were specifically mentioned in the Bible.
David,
a man after my own heart. Moses, a man who saw God face to face. There was a time when God was saying, even if Samuel,
Daniel,
if these people pray, I will not listen. I won't mind you. Why did he mention Samuel? Because these are the people whose prayers God can never turn away. Please, how are you with God inside? Anytime David goes before God, the things he tells him, God, you are so and so. You are this. You are mighty. God. From his heart. Right from his heart. He's not pretending. Catch God's attention. Catch his attention. The church should not just be a social gathering. We have come physically. Before you realize the year has ended like that. No testimony. It is not about shouting. Look, it's not about fasting 40 days, 1, 40 days, 2. No! Fasting is good. But your heart. Who is God to you? I just want you to tell God something right now. open your mouth and tell God. Look, God should not be familiar. Please, God should not be familiar. He shouldn't be familiar to us. No. Every day is new. Tell God something right now. Tell God something right now. Look at when you read Job chapter 38.
Hey!
He said,
okay, I say,
Job, where were you?
Job,
where were you? Do you know how I laid the foundation of the earth? When I set the boundary for the sea, and I told the sea, this is how far you come. Has the sea gone further? No.
Hey!
When God said to the sun, you will shine by day. Has the sun disobeyed? You don't know God. What is husband? He's the one who touches the heart of a man. What connection? What are you looking for? It is God who touches man to do things. So, look, your father can be president. He won't mind you. When Bra Musa was here, his cousin. What is the name? That man. Asabi. Asabi was Brother Musa's cousin. The auntie's son. He didn't mind him. He did not mind him. When he was no more. One day the man said, ah, you cry. Why didn't I? Look, if God doesn't touch a person, it's God. I'm telling you, it's God. Reverend Bessy said something that has so much encouraged me. After he came here for the occasion, I am receiving messages. He's a man of God. When I came into the church and I saw what God was doing, and I saw the caliber of people come to church there, God just opened my eyes and I saw what you carry. You carry something. Anywhere you go, you will make it. So shouldn't this encourage me to thank God? You don't know what you carry. I want you to tell God something right
now.
I won't tell you what you should tell God. Tell God something right now. Tell God something right now. You think God doesn't know your need? He's the one who, look, how many people do we have on earth? About 7.8 billion people. Any of them is a vessel in the hands of God. Don't limit yourself to anybody. Looking at your auntie, looking at your uncle, and because they are not minding you, you are angry. Who told you that is your auntie? Who told you that is your uncle? Who told you that is that person? God is saving you from them. God will use ordinary people, people somewhere. Forever you are free. Nobody will dash you. Nobody will say, I pay your fees. I did this. So it is time for you too. To take care of me. That is why God doesn't allow your family members to pay. That's why he doesn't allow some people to mind you. He wants to have his way in your life. Rakata kabayakata. Iparakata kabayakata. Ipaparakata kabaya. Iprekiteke barakata kabaya. Father, our very lives is unto you. What are we that you haven't made us? Whatever we are, Father, is by your grace, Lord. Salaka barakata. Ipakata kabayaka. Isekete barakat. Iprekiteke barakata kaba. Do you know the things you eat and you are still alive? Do you know the water you drink and you are still alive? About a month ago, Greater Accra East and West pastors attended a conference in Gomua.
District pastors.
And there was food poisoning. We nearly lost 22 pastors. 22. They collapse. Do you know the things you are eating and you are still alive? You don't know. Do you know the things you are drinking and you are still alive? You don't know. Some of you, when you are doing this for God, you think you are doing it for the church. So even when you are standing there, this church, nobody minds me. This church, may God forgive you. You don't know. You don't know. Tell God something right now.
Thank you for your
sake. Talk to God.
Oh yes,
tell God to reveal himself to you. Shalakata kabayaka. Ipapakata. Ishakaya basa.
We breathe, oh God.
Ipekete bara. Ipakara masat. Ipekete baraka. Ipekete bara dokas. Hallelujah, la bakara. Ilebekele bokara. Aitakola baseta. Ilebekete baraka ta.
Where will we be? Had it be your protection, where will we be? We have every cause to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor. We have every cause, every reason to praise the Lord of the Lord for keeping us alive, for not finding ourselves in the grave, but keeping us alive. God is still throwing our system, oh God. It is by your grace, oh God. Thank you for protecting me. Oh yes, oh God, for keeping us alive. From the hands of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing. Lolo, yeah, ma we lolo, unto ekeke, mi twe si,
ma we lolo,
yeah, lolo.
Oh,
thank the Lord. Clap your hands and thank the Lord. Clap your hands and bless the Lord.
God is only glorified when there are challenges. The challenge in your life, that is what qualifies you for God's glory. How difficult your situation is, it puts you in a position for God's glory to manifest in your life. That is why in our challenges, we are to worship God. When the Israelites came to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was behind them, here, right and left were cliffs. They couldn't climb. When they started crying, God said to Moses, why are you people crying? Move forward. Stretch your rod. And after they had crossed, Miriam led the team to sing praises unto God. Beloved, don't let the devil take the glory in your life. Because that situation in your life qualifies you for God's glory to manifest. How can we see the greatness of God? When difficulties and challenges don't come, when impossibilities don't come,
Balabarabashata Kamit Ila Babala Kalabashata
We are grateful. Father, we celebrate you. Lord, we don't have words to express our appreciation unto you. All we say is that unto you be all the glory.
Amen.
Unto you be all the worship.
Amen.
Lord, help us to give you the glory and to celebrate you for who you are. For there is no God beside you. You are the incomparable God. Please, Lord, have mercy on us. Help us to give you the glory and the praises that you deserve. Thank you, Father, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.